Well, join me in an attitude of prayer followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious and loving God, we do thank you for so many things. Thank you for your church, Lord. We thank you for the body of Christ to come together and to encourage one another. We're not a perfect church by no means, but we are a church that has you at the center, and you are the perfect one. So guide us and strengthen us as we continue with ministry into the year 2026, and pray for Sarah Campbell, our coach, so to speak, for the upcoming months, that we can kind of do some planning and thinking of what we need to do to get the attendance up and to be able to share the most important message in the whole world, and that's the gospel message of your Son, and we thank you for that. As we pray the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples when they came to him, after a day of ministry, you know, they walked everywhere they went, and they sat down and built a fire and ate, and then afterwards Jesus would go off by himself, and it puzzled the disciples. So they asked him, Lord, why do you go off by yourself after we eat? Now, this is Ralphie's version. I wasn't there, but I think pretty much this is what my imagination tells me, that said, guys, you know, I'm God in the flesh. You know that, right? And, yeah, Lord. Well, I'm just like you. I get hungry, I get tired, and I need to talk to the Father. And they said, talk to the Father. Can we do that too? He says, you sure can. Let me give you a prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.